Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So we're going to talk about the Wheel of Healing. My guest is Michelle Fondin. She is the author of The Wheel of Healing, an easy guide to Ayurvedic lifestyle. And she's also the author of the upcoming book, Living the Eight Limbs of Yoga. She practices as an Ayurvedic lifestyle counselor, yoga and meditation teacher. She's a member of the National Ayurvedic Medical Association, the Association of Ayurvedic Professionals North America, and Yoga Alliance. Michelle, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Michael. Thank you so much.
So, okay, let's just back up for a sec here. Now, you're talking to, and I'm an integrative medical doctor. I'm open to learning. I like to incorporate what's best for the individual, but I'm kind of an old fuddy-duddy. So why don't you, help me understand what Ayurvedic medicine is on at a practical level?
Yes, absolutely. So at a practical level, it's very integrative as a medical system. Actually, it's a 5,000-year-old medical system from India. It was the only medical system practiced until the British Empire came into India, and at which time it was banned. Allopathic medicine entered into India, and Ayurvedic medicine was actually banned. But the philosophy behind Ayurvedic medicine is that if it works, then do it. So whether it's acupuncture, whether it's medicine, whether it's surgery, actually surgery is a component of Ayurvedic medicine, but it really is about holistic health, holistic healing, and looking at the individual as a whole instead of just looking at the person as a set of symptoms.
So, okay, Michelle, it sounds like, that's awesome, because as an integrative doctor, I'm not so much focused on the type of medicine as I am on the person. And that sounds meaning I'll use whatever, right? Like if I think someone's going to benefit from acupuncture, I send them to a few acupuncturists that I know are awesome and certified, and there you go. So it sounds like Ayurvedic medicine truly is integrative, right? I mean, where you're integrating all these different forms, right?
That is correct, and really, it's looking first and foremost at the entire person as a whole, but also looking at a person's lifestyle, nutrition, exercise program, looking at perhaps their relationships, looking at their job, if they have good job satisfaction, really looking at all aspects of a person's life in order to understand the root cause of illness. And really, that is really the interest of Ayurvedic medicine, is trying to get to the root cause of what caused this problem in the first place, rather than looking at it as a person's manifestation of symptoms and looking at covering up those symptoms. That's really going to the root cause.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned the job satisfaction there. I don't know if you know this, Michelle, but even in allopathic medicine many, many years ago, before really the chemical prescription drugs came into the picture, psychiatrists used to suggest for mood disorders that people found new jobs, find something that really fits your passion. That was a common
that's rather
treatment
intuitive,
suggestion.
Actually. intuitive. And, physicians back about 100 years ago or before allopathic medicine started, as far as having the prescription medications starting, doctors were a little bit more intuitive at the time. They knew families more intimately. Villages and cities were closer knit. And so a doctor had to be more intuitive because he or she did not have the tools that they have today as far as prescription medications are concerned and advanced medical technologies. So they had to get to know their patients a little bit better.
In India, so I don't know if this is true, so you can correct me or not, but I have heard that in some places, where you have Ayurvedic practitioners, they are paid when you're healthy. They don't necessarily pay you when you're, like, our system is based upon sick care. So when you're sick, Michelle, that's when I make my money.
Right.
But I've heard in some places it's reversed, that you actually, when someone is, you're paying to stay healthy, when you get sick, the practitioner pays. Is that true?
I'm not certain about that practice exactly.
Have you heard of that before?
I haven't heard of that, no, but I know that the primary focus of Ayurvedic medicine is prevention and is keeping a person healthy. Unfortunately, there are Ayurvedic doctors in India that work exactly like some allopathic doctors here, where the herbal medicine is the pharmacology of the East. Many, many Ayurvedic practitioners will take the easy route out and just prescribe herbs and not really look to the root cause. But I haven't heard about getting paid for keeping people healthy. I haven't heard of that one.
Well, that would be a challenge to the practitioner, right? Yeah, I think,
exactly.
I think
it's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, pay to keep people healthy. I mean, that would be different. So, you know, what kind of training does a Ayurvedic practitioner go through?
Well, it just depends on the level of many Ayurvedic practitioners are actually medical doctors. And in India, when you go to medical school in India, you actually learn Ayurvedic medicine in parallel with Western medicine. And they're very, very, they mirror one another, if you will, in education. And in the U.S., since there are really no certifying bodies for Ayurvedic medicine, unfortunately, yet we're trying to get that with the two medical associations. You mentioned them in the beginning in my bio, the National Ayurvedic Medical Association and APNA, which is the second one. We're really trying to work hard to get a global certification, if you will, so it's recognized. But currently, an Ayurvedic practitioner would go through a certification program. My certification program was about 400 hours, and that is to become an Ayurvedic lifestyle practitioner. So I'm not working as a medical professional. I do not have a medical background, but I think it would be attuned to more of a life coach, if you will, if you were to make that call with anything else. It would be more like a life coach. So I can recommend herbal remedies. I don't prescribe herbal remedies.
Gotcha.
I can make recommendations.
Okay, no, I understand. No, I think that's important. You're fulfilling more of that teacher role, that guidance role, right? That in which is really what we're missing in I think all forms of medicine. So let's go into this.
Absolutely.
The wheel of healing. Now we only have maybe a couple minutes left. So what we can do? Why don't we just describe the concept of the wheel of healing? Then we'll probably wrap up this segment.
So the wheel of healing that I created for this really came out of my own illness. You know, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer at age 28. I was living a relatively healthy lifestyle that I believed was healthy. And I began an exploration into all the aspects of health. And I mentioned a few earlier, one, you know, physical health being the first and foremost, but really moving on to emotional health, healing my past, looking at my relationships, looking at my job satisfaction, which we also spoke about, looking at my environment, the people surrounding me, you know, that's the physical location of where I was, my office, my home, looking at all these different spokes, and I've made it into a wheel. So the spokes of the wheel are looking at all the aspects of your life. And what I believe and what Ayurveda believes is that if a couple of these aspects of your life are not in balance, because Ayurveda says you're either in balance, you're working with balance, or you're out of balance. And if you are extremely out of balance, that's when you get ill. So really it's working at all those facets, all those aspects of your life in order to keep you balanced, and really looking at health as multifaceted versus looking at health from a single vantage point, from a single point of view. We're not just physical bodies here. We're integrative bodies having this experience that includes all the aspects of our life. And one thing I forgot to mention was also the spiritual health, or really connecting to our higher selves, connecting to others, connecting to this universal energy. So,
Michelle, real quick, give us the website for the Wheel of Healing.
You would go to thewheelofhealing.com, thewheelofhealing.com, and you can find my book, The Wheel of Healing, an easy guide to an Ayurvedic lifestyle.
Well, when we come back, we'll go into that a little bit more. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.